This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Guys, I believe we are recording a new episode of Dynamic Banter.
You bet. I bet you have your purse unzipped and ready for inspection.
You better have that purse emptied of contraband. You're gonna use that forced AF.
What a weird thing. What a weird thing.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I hope you boys are buckled up. Because this ride's about to go up to 35 miles per hour. Fast. That's fast.
We're going 0 to 35 quicker than you'd expect.
We're going 0 to 35 in about 3.7 seconds. You better buckle up. And I hope you don't have stomach aches.
What an insanely honest description of a podcast.
You're right. You're all selling right, passengers. It just where it should be.
Yeah. You know what I was noticing today?
Go ahead.
And this is a knock on no one in particular.
Okay.
Most podcasts, no good. I went away this weekend and I listened to so many podcasts that I love, that I've been subscribed to for years, and everyone has episodes where it's no good, top to bottom.
Doesn't even start off strong.
Sun up, sun down.
Doesn't sound good all right away.
Yeah. And there's like conversations that you're like, this is not a good, you've put out so many episodes that I've enjoyed so much. This conversation that's happening right now is not, I don't want it. I've had that feeling multiple times this weekend.
Well, I mean, but by that token, there are a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
There are so many podcasts.
There are a lot of good podcasts.
Yes.
Under the same umbrella, same show, different episode. Everyone eats shit once in a while is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I wonder how many...
Have we gotten there yet, or have we passed it? Did we pass it?
I think we've left it in the past. Now everything from here on out is good.
Is it maybe the first episode of this podcast? Let's cut to a clip.
Let's cut to the entire podcast.
Let's play the whole podcast. Let's play the... Instead of this new one, let's play the first one we ever did as like a best of.
Yeah, as a sound... What if we had a soundboard? Yeah. And you hit a button and the whole first podcast starts. It's the...
Someone loaded up a 120-minute long clip into one button.
Real quick, comes and whispers in his ear before the show starts. Okay, we're on in 5, 4. Okay,
which
I got.
Button is my clip from the first episode?
No, I got the whole thing in one.
Okay, and three, I'm sorry, what? That's what you asked for. One, go!
Okay, everybody.
Welcome to the show.
Buckle up. We're going 1 to 35 at a reasonable pace.
That's what I want. I want the cars. I mean, do you really want to go? Do you personally want to go 0 to some fuck up fast speed?
No,
do you
man.
Want that?
No, that's
neither
bad.
Do I. I don't want it.
That's
it's
bad.
Scary. It's dangerous.
Have you ever hung out in Florida? Orlando, Florida?
I've been to Orlando, Florida, yeah.
There, I'm going to fuck this up. I don't want to, but I'm going to.
I dare you to not fuck it up.
The Aerosmith ride.
Oh, yeah, Disney World.
That goes an insane amount of speed, up to an insane amount of speed from nothing fast.
I don't like that kind of thing.
It's, and they have this whole thing about how, like, and I think it's the same one, but how it's, like, propelled by magnets. It's not, like, a propulsion. It's not, like, it needs to gas up, or it's like,
just
electric.
Ready to go.
You know how there's, like, a rev?
Yeah.
It's propelled by magnets, so it's just, like...
I thought you were going to say it's propelled by magic.
Well, I don't know the difference.
Yeah. Magnets are pretty amazing.
To me, yeah. Magnets are, that's what magic
that's
is.
That's real magic, yeah. Yeah. That's nature's magic.
I don't know that there's fake magic.
You don't personally. Know? You don't know if there's fake magic?
I know that people talk about it, but like if I can't pull a quarter out of your eye and somebody else can,
yeah.
Even if I know that's a trick, that's yeah. magic.
What if someone could easily explain to you how it's done? Does that still make it magic?
I didn't say magic couldn't fade. That's why people fall out of love.
I mean, I guess you can explain how a magnet works too. If we wanted to,
I guess
we could.
Somebody could, and I don't doubt that somebody could explain to me how a magnet works, and I could still not get
There's
it and think it's magic.
There's a whole insane maniac clown posse song about it.
There is. There is, and I'm sure that's exactly what the band name is.
Insane Murderous Clown Posse. .com.
The Ravenous, those angry clowns.
There's a group of angry clowns. They sing about songs.
Can we start a band called A Group of Angry Clowns?
Yeah.
And not like murderous clowns, just clowns angry. That are like, that maybe got stiffed on the last circus
yeah.
check.
Or someone like cut them off real bad on the yeah, freeway before they got to the show.
We're in the same car.
Yeah.
And somebody almost rear-ended us and we're like, come on.
Yeah.
Why would you just... back off a little bit.
Yeah.
Just two angry clowns.
Mm-hmm. What's some... we could go on and on about what makes us angry. I asked and answered my own question without really asking it.
What was the ask going to be?
It was going to be, what makes you angry, Mike?
Yeah. And then we could talk about literally
anything. And we could talk
anything.
About it. But guess what? I'm going to put a cork in it.
Okay.
That's it for this week for the podcast. Thanks for listening, guys. Because I can do that. I can end the show right now.
You can. You have the power to do that.
And I don't think you'd stop me.
I wouldn't. I'm always up to like,
to have
whatever
fun.
Happens, happens. To be fair, I don't know about most of the things that are going to happen on this show.
But you do know that the Aerosmith ride goes too fast
because
in the beginning.
Of magnets specifically.
Okay. Yeah. Do you feel confident in your assessment of it being a magnetized propulsion system?
I think so. Why, are you going to fact check?
I do have the internet open in front of me.
I just don't want to get
bit by a dog since I got lockjaw. You don't want to what?
I don't want to be exposed. As a
you'd rather be posthumously exposed.
I don't
you'd rather
be
tweeted about it 17 times.
I don't want to be one of those YouTubers who just throws magnets into conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that must be magnets. I don't want to be that guy, is what I'm saying. I don't want to show up to Playlist Live and have people be like, that's the magnet guy.
Do you think that's possible?
I don't want to be at VidCon, right?
Yeah.
Lucky enough to meet.
Video convention.
Right? You meet all these people.
Yeah.
And behind your back, they're like, that's Magnet Guy?
Oh, shit. There's Magnet Guy.
That guy, he doesn't understand that, so he just assumes that magnets are involved. I don't want to be that guy.
I understand that, but I don't think that's going to happen if you say one thing about magnets.
What if
that might not be true?
What if I land a TV series where I'm a superhero called Magnet Guy?
The loading area is designed to resemble the alley behind the recording studio.
Here we go.
There is a chain link fence, dim streetlights, and a super stretch limo.
This was the original version of that Journey song. Dim lights,
chain link fence.
Getting that funny feeling.
Hey, Steve, I think these lyrics are a little bit basic.
You think so?
Maybe get a little more metaphorical.
Should have been gone. That's a couple years later, Steve.
That's
sorry.
Yeah, you're not ready for that one.
So
we're still workshopping it. And a super stretch limo, which is what the ride train is.
Yeah, you're on the limo trying to get to the next.
That's a fast limo. Are you concerned about the speed in which the limo gets to? Or yeah,
especially at the jump.
guest load into the limo and prepare for launch.
I think it is.
You are served lunch before the ride starts. And you've got to eat a whole ham or vegetarian sandwich.
They hand you a ham. You put it on your lap.
What if you had to eat before that ride started? Would there be a lot of vomit?
Yeah, the line is a buffet.
And you're like, oh, shit, yeah, I'm going to dig into some fucking biscuits and gravy.
I'll have two hot dogs.
What is it, 2 p.m.? Yeah, I'm going to fucking put some macaroni in my...
Is this part of the ride? We could just have this?
This is free. Is that what it is? Dude, Mike, I don't know about you, but I'm going to put a little macaroni in my burger.
Yeah, man.
It's right there.
I'm going to put pizza underneath these waffles.
Oh, shit, I didn't see that they had chicky things.
They always kind of have chicky things.
I was not really expecting chicky
things.
You
see the mashed tapes?
Oh, shisk!
So you're
there's
going
brisk! Iced tea, baby!
I wish they had something else, though. I'm not a big iced tea person.
You're not a brisk baby.
It's like the park is sponsored by Brisk.
Yeah.
So it's all they have.
What if that's
like, why
all
don't
they have?
Even have a water thing? Every iced tea thing has a water button.
I feel like, not to fuck us for potential future sponsors, but a Brisk iced tea is not what you reach for when you want an iced tea.
I think
that's not what you're thinking.
I know what you're thinking right now, and I want to put your mind at ease and say that it's not a podcast in 1999. So
we're not gonna have a Brisk.
I don't think there's a chance. I don't think Brisk is knocking on the door.
Are you sure about it?
Don't know. I don't know for sure.
Is there a guide we can look at or
weird sentence? What are you, dude, you burst in the Brisk building. Hey, I demand a guide to look at. I got some ideas.
I said guide.
Oh, I said guide.
Is there a guy to look at?
Like a
in
boss.
The eyes?
A boss you can look at.
Someone I can look at to talk about it?
We're interested in sponsorships. Let me look at you for a second.
You know what? I wasn't sure which sponsors we had this week. Can I look at you really quick? Let me get a look at you.
It's like a friendly doctor.
Yeah, let me take a look at you.
I like it.
What if you had a friend that did that? Where you're like, anytime you saw him, he's like, what's up, man? Great to see you. Let me get a look at you.
Yeah, spins you around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, I saw you a week ago, man. What
yeah,
are you getting
let me
a,
get
look
a look at?
At
you.
What are you looking at?
Yeah, turn around.
You getting a look at what I got going on?
Yeah, lay down, pull your shirt off. Let me get a look at you.
You're going there, huh? What's the purpose of seeing me shirtless right now?
And then he tries to play it off like, what, you don't want to see a movie?
I thought we were going to hang out.
I'm just saying stuff.
I thought we were going to hang out.
Let me get a look at you.
Speaking of sponsors, this episode is brought to you by Harry's Razors.
Harry's, big shout out to them. Thank you so much for sponsoring the show.
Mike Falzone, you're a fan of Harry's Razors, and you brought me a Baux
I was
of it.
Such a fan of the presentation, of the Baux itself.
Yeah.
The way it felt like, I felt like I was rewarded with a beautiful shaving opportunity. One that I did not take because my face looks like a mess. You keep your shit nice and trim.
Mm. Yeah, well, your beard hides the area that I need to work on, which is this area here. For you listeners at home, it's this area.
The under.
No, don't tell them. They can see it. And that's about the only place I'll do my cheeks a little bit, a little shaping.
You shave your cheeks.
Do you shave your cheeks at all?
No, man. You see, yours, you got nice, like, little
swoops. It's because I've made it.
Swoops.
I shaved it that way.
Yeah. Mine looks like I found a bunch of hair, and I did my best to cover as much of my face as possible before I got to work, and I was in a rush.
Is that just where your hair stops, naturally?
I think so.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone who has a beard has like a cool feature of their beard.
Yeah, like some people have them.
Some people have them, and they don't.
You were saying about Harry's Razors?
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry. Were you done with that bit? Were you done with it?
Features of your beard.
Because I had something to say.
You either got them or you...
Well, you don't have your hair stops on your cheeks.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah.
I'd say that's a pretty cool, man.
That was what we had to go back to the bit for?
That's your feature. That's your beard feature.
You see me and you're like, that guy has hair on his cheeks?
No, I see you and I go, a beard boy. And then I go, like, let's talk about our beards.
Yeah. Which we've never done, really.
We've never done.
Huh.
But now we are. We're talking about our beards.
Yeah.
And what I'm noticing about your beard, talking about Harry's razors, is that you've got a clean beard.
Okay.
You do a lot of
pruning. I wash it.
You do a lot of pruning.
You're talking about, when you say clean, do you mean like doesn't smell?
I actually could not tell you if it smelled or not, because I've never been close enough to your face.
Well, I use the oils. Okay, looking at you, do Harry's you? Razors.
I do use you use oils?
I use shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
Because you always want to keep your face nice. But you do the shaping up with an actual razor.
But you don't?
I don't.
So you don't do a thing with your beard with razors. But you've got clippers, maybe?
Got clippers.
You got the Bulls, the Los Angeles clippers. Lakers.
I got the Milwaukee Bucks, and I use them to shape my face up
with
every time.
The LA Clippers. So you'll just do a little trimmage.
Yeah.
That's a cool feature of your beard.
Great, thank you.
Because I don't know what my beard feature is, to be honest with you.
You just have a nice beard.
I guess it's a nice beard.
You have good all-around facial coverage.
Yeah.
I'm worried that this is us falling in love. And I don't want to get here and
you
then have to go,
happen,
I can't go back.
I mean, if you need to fall in love, then I understand.
Yeah, good all-around coverage. All right?
Thanks, man.
Damn it.
I appreciate that. Yeah. That's it? Two boys with beards can't compliment each other's beards?
Probably. This conversation has been happening since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
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 You ever think about that?
But in the beginning of time, if there was no razors, you would look okay, and I would look like a monster.
Well,
you
I can
look
only
exactly
imagine
the way you look right now. You got a good
You're
mustache too.
Thank you very much. It's a very Italian mustache. Because I feel like I could be on a pizza box.
Like, have you ever had your facial face
copied and put onto a pizza box?
No.
Measured for size?
No. Have you ever just had a mustache?
Yes. It's not great.
How long ago was that?
Oh, my God. Years and years.
Yeah. I could see you without a beard and just a mustache, and yeah, you would look like a very Italian man.
Yeah. I hope to be old and Italian one day and maybe do a mustache situation.
How do you feel about the old curls that go into your mouth there?
Mustache curls?
Yeah, baby.
Well, you take wax and you pull them away from your mouth.
What about this part here for the podcast listeners?
I'm going to tell them. I got spoiler alert. I got to say it.
Go ahead, man. Ruin my bit.
You know what I want?
Destroy
you
my bit.
You just trim them.
Yeah, okay.
You trim them.
Do you have a length where you're like, this is where they'll go? Do you ever go above
Harry's
the lip?
Harry's razors.
Do you ever go above the lip?
Yeah, I have.
Do you prefer not to?
I prefer not to, but let's say you have a lady in your life who maybe hates kissing hair all the time.
Yeah.
She wants you to go above the lip for kissings.
But Zoidge is okay.
Yeah.
You got a good one.
She really likes when I trim my mustache real short, and I don't like that. Mm. So every time you
see... What do you
mean
by short?
Above the lip.
Okay.
So every time you see me with more than that, it's me...
being nice to your girl for a bit?
Not being nice.
Oh, it's not being nice.
Yeah.
But you...
It's me making it less enjoyable to kiss me for the woman who wants to spend the
rest. Has she ever made a comment about it?
Yeah, all the time. When have you known Zoya to be
to
like...
Not, you're right, to hold back
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, she looks like she wants to say something, but she's not saying it.
Never. That's why she's an amazing person.
Zoya also loves Owen.
Really?
So much.
That's a first.
Zoya is... Zoya kind of feels like you've just been around for 1,000 years.
With Owen, you either love him or you absolutely hate him.
Why would you absolutely hate him?
Just kidding.
I'm
kidding. It's a bit.
I mean, yeah. And...
I...
you wouldn't.
You know, Bree's got a problem with hair.
I don't know what that means.
She has an issue with stray hair.
Okay.
She doesn't like it. It grosses her out. It makes her uncomfortable, and she doesn't like it.
So are you always...
If there's, like, a hair in her food, it's over. That place does not exist anymore. It's not going to be on the dinner suggestion list next week.
I really wish I didn't take that sip of water where I took it.
But
incredible decision.
But I'll tell you what, she'll kiss this grossness.
Yeah.
And she doesn't say a word. Yeah. Even with the mustache into my mouth.
Well, that's nice.
You know what I'm talking about? When the mustache goes into your mouth here? Yeah, for the podcast listeners, this section.
Right there. Not. Yes.
This
there.
One. Not this.
That's good.
This.
What if one of your hairs was to be left maybe on or in or around her mouth?
She would be upset about it. Yeah.
Would it be over?
Would that not be a dinner suggestion next week? No, I think she's okay. She gets grossed out.
Yeah. She needs 15 minutes.
Gets upset for a second. And then, she's good about that for some reason.
Well, great.
Maybe but not when...
maybe it's because she likes you.
Yeah, I think that's it. I hope that's it.
You should ask. I would ask.
Yeah. Maybe I should. When did shaving get so expensive, Mike?
I don't know. But when I did shave all the time, I was like, holy crap. That was the first thing, like, when I moved out.
Yeah.
And I was on my own.
Yeah.
I was like... Life is expensive.
Yeah.
You got to buy groceries. I got my first job and all of my money is going to groceries.
Yeah.
And I was like, this much is going to razors? Because it was like $15 for like
it's
one.
Expensive.
That was going to, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I was like, so many of my hours, my hard hours.
Yeah.
Are going to razors.
It's really strange to me that there are people that shave every day.
Yeah. God bless those people.
Those people...
they're keeping Harry in business.
They're keeping Harry's in business. But even a person like me with a beard would like to use Harry's razors.
Sure. You've used the one...
I sure have. And I like it.
Great. What a shining endorsement.
I thought so.
Steve Zaragoza. Quote.
You like the flavor of honeydew, Mike? Bree calls it bitch fruit. Speaking of expensive razors,
wait,
Harry
$15 for the beginner?
Yeah.
Set?
Harry starter set is $15.
Like that?
Yeah. 15 bones. And guess what that includes?
What do you get in that?
List them off, Mike.
Razor?
There's a razor.
Yeah.
There's three blades.
Three blades for the razor.
Yes.
So that's three other trips to the store
you ain't gonna make. You're done. Stay home, get in your bed. Count it towards your days where you're going to be in bed.
If you have a list going. Should you have a running tally, add it to the list.
Hey, you got a day coming up on your calendar. We don't have to leave the house. Get ready to appreciate it with Harry's razors. And guess what? You get your choice of Harry's shave cream or foaming shave gel.
I would love to use a foaming that's what I miss. Get a nice foam.
I know, it's nice. It's nice.
I don't remember what it's like. I used to love.
You're the king of your own kingdom, Michael.
That's a great point.
Is that your real full name, Michael?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Who calls you that, your mama?
No one really.
Really?
No one really calls me Michael.
When your mom or dad is upset,
do
they say
it? You know who calls me Michael? Relatives that call the house.
Is Michael there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one else.
Because you were known as Michael as a boy?
At one point, as a small. When it was universal to like me.
As a small.
Before you develop, like, your adult shitty personality. You know? When you're a kid and everybody likes you because you run. Do boy things.
It's nice to see a boy run.
Yeah.
Means it's working. Means life's working.
Yeah, working boy.
Look at that boy. He's working.
Someday he's going to grow up.
Man, that boy just works.
What an efficient boy.
Like when you see that kid again next year. Wow, that boy's working. Yeah, that boy's Look how big he is. Owen, I'm going to need you to use that recline on that couch. Are you using it? I can't tell from here. How deep you in, baby? You perpendicular? Those legs perpendicular to
push
the TV?
What's your angle, Owen?
What are you angle at, baby? What are you at, like a 72, baby?
Are you at the 7-2 tiny circle over there?
Where are you at, Owen? You comfy? You can get deeper.
Dude, you should make, absolutely do this tomorrow. You should make a tape, a cassette tape, that is Steve Zaragoza's recliner instructions. Guided recliner meditation.
Owen and I were just talking about that. Remember, Owen? We were talking about,
like, no, but great idea. No, Mike,
we were talking about doing fake instructional videos on my YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you've said that before, I think.
Yeah,
but this one specifically, and please sell it on a audio cassette.
You could buy it on cassette tape.
I think that would be the fun. I would buy one.
That being great.
Oh, I got one of those stray hairs we were talking about. Fucking audio cassette player.
If you want to hear it, you're going to buy a tape player. Grandma's got one.
Maybe it comes with one. Are they cheap now yet?
As an
VCRs, he's right.
As an added bonus to the Harry's blades and such, you're going to get $5 off your first purchase with the code BANTER. Nice work, Mike.
Thank you.
Use that code BANTER at checkout, and you can get an entire month worth of shaving. That's a month of shaving.
I hope the crazy lady has a podcast where she talks about you.
I hear this yelling coming from that corner. Yells.
They must hate you.
Babbling Brooks. Guitars.
About a month of shaving?
Yeah, that's a month of shaving for $10.
Damn.
$10. Damn. Yeah, that's 30 days of your face being clean shaved for the ladies or the boys.
That's about 30 less dollars you're going to spend on shaving things for a month.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, nice work, guys. Go to harrys.com now, and Harry's will give you $5 off. If you type in our code BANTER with your first purchase, that's HARRYS.com. Enter that coupon code BANTER at checkout, and you get $5 off your starter set and start shaving smarter.
BANTER.
Today.
You know what's even, if you're looking for one more reason.
Go ahead. Ad's over, but go ahead.
They like, that's how you know that this is honest.
Yeah, yeah.
They like this show enough to advertise their product.
And we like blew it.
On this weird, weird show.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for that one extra thing to push you over the edge, that would be enough.
Yeah, think about it.
Yeah.
Take a second. Guests load into the limo and prepare for lunch. A traffic information board over the entrance to the track sets the tone with rotating messages, including detour ahead, get ready to rock. All lanes open, so floor it. Face forward and keep your head back. And prepare to merge like you've never merged before.
With magnets.
When the stoplight turns green, the limo accelerates rapidly, via the strong magnetic field generated by the ride's launch system.
Would you be able to put in some game show music here? Like I won something?
Yeah.
Because that's what it feels like right now.
Here's what we're going to do live, though. Let me find it.
Okay.
And then play it clean. If you don't mind. And then we'll I'll just scooch it over in the timeline. How's that sound?
I like it.
Does it sound good for Mama's pie?
My favorite sentences. Are we still recording, by the way?
Yes.
My favorite sentences are the ones where you have no idea what's happening.
That's most of them.
Those are my favorite sentences that there are.
Okay, hang on. Mm-hmm. All right. How's this one for you? How are those sounds for you?
Not bad. I'm pumped. All of my excitement has gone away so far.
That's bad.
All of that for that?
I didn't like that. How about this one?
That's good. This is great.
Why does it hard cut out like that in the end?
That would be it. Everyone would be everyone's silent.
That's my favorite thing in the world when someone cuts out like that.
Yeah.
How do you like this one? I like it. This track is called 10 Minutes of Clangs and Whoops. And it's not playing. So looks like we've been saved.
I really like the one that cuts off.
Me too. I think that's a good one. I want this to load so bad.
Why is some of the best funk music, the best funk musicians in the world were used for game show purposes in the 60s and 70s?
I don't know, but I like it. Yeah, this is not playing and I'm upset. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Clip. Oh, this one. Oh, I'm sorry. That's incorrect, Mike.
Dude, the exciting... Play that again.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect, Steve.
That's a lot of fun.
Can
Hang
we
on.
Do something with that? Is that a sketch? Is that a Nuclear Family sketch?
They found that funny. Were you stacking...
stacking Wheel of Fortune? No, that's too new. That's like
big.
That's like you won Deal or No Deal. We need like 70s.
That was big.
Yeah.
It wasn't big. Listen how big this is.
Yeah.
Listen to this. This is the big part. That's big.
That show gives away like they pay your mortgage or something like that. That show gives away a boat.
You want something where they give away a microwave.
Something weird from the 70s that no one uses anymore.
I think you like this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, everybody pipe down. Good.
Everyone shut your mouth at the same second. And the band will too. The band will stop also.
We got 12 other shows to film today. We're on a tight schedule.
So there's no other explanation here about your magnet thing, but there was that mention of it in that article.
That's it. We did it.
Well.
Still not convinced?
No, I feel good. I think you're off the hook.
Well, it said magnets in an article.
You were right.
Think that would have said magnets if...
I don't think they'd just throw the word magnets in.
Right.
I don't think the word magnets belongs there if it's not true.
If you were walking around VidCon and you saw me from across the room...
Hey, that's Mike.
you wouldn't be like, that's the erroneous magnet guy.
Definitely not.
Okay, good. Well, then we did something good.
The ride opens with a powerful 57 miles per hour launch with the help of huge magnets in the track.
Yes.
You don't know it, but the music's playing right now.
The 70s game show music?
Yeah.
Then that was the worst reaction I could have had.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Somebody wins a 70s game show, and they're like, how do you feel? And they're like, oh, great.
You know, you see people react like that to winning stuff all the time, and I don't like it.
Okay. You need people to be...
Or like on the radio, you know, when someone's like, you just won tickets to see Hart and Joan Jett.
Hart tickets are exclusively available via radio.
Only radio stations.
Right.
Yeah. And then they're like,
stakes.
They're like, congratulations, you won. And the person on the phone's like, oh, yeah.
That's great. What's it, Saturday?
Oh, right.
They're not even totally sure they can make it yet.
Yeah.
And they were just one out of 101 callers.
Yeah, why would you
even be 101.
Did you ever see that movie Detroit Rock City?
Yes, but where a long
the,
time
ago. The boys
I don't
go to
anything.
See a Kiss concert.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just watched that again for the first time in a very long time. I was obsessed with that movie as a boy.
I was going to ask you what your musical tastes are.
Oh, do you not know?
I only know that you like the Beatles.
Okay.
Because we did that bit that
Beatles
that day.
Bit, yeah, that will never be on anything. It was a really good bit, though.
That makes me sad, because if that was a video and it was released around the same time where, like, one of the many, many Beatles anniversaries, you know, if yeah. it was like the 75th Beatles anniversary.
The 75th year since Paul McCartney got out of his car yeah. in front of the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's all over TV Guide uh-huh. and they can't even fit the title in
no,
anymore.
No, but it must be said that way. Yeah. Otherwise, people aren't going to know which Beatles anniversary it is.
If there's one thing the world needs, it's a few more Beatles anniversaries.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it was released in conjunction with that,
yeah,
that would be a great
video. Well, maybe we should try to figure that out, and maybe this should be our motivation to get it done, because we've already said it.
Okay.
I like a lot of different music, but there's a lot of music I don't like too. There's more music I feel like I don't like
I'm way more interested because of conversations that I've had throughout my entire life as a musician.
Yeah.
In the bands that you do like and the positive aspects of things you like about music.
Okay.
As a person who was in opening bands and listened to opening bands and conversed with opening bands for years and years, I can no longer have the shitting on music conversation.
Wow, really?
It's broken. And anyone listening to this in any kind of a band either will know that soon or feels that.
Wow, I don't... I feel like the same should be said about movies, but I will never get sick of shitting on movies. It's just inherently in me to shit on bad movies.
Yeah, maybe it's not a universal thing.
I don't know. Maybe it's just a music thing.
Who knows?
I like
music
a lot.
That you do like?
I do. I like a lot of 80s stuff, 80s yeah. new wave stuff. Mm-hmm. I like a lot of 80s classic rock.
Okay.
I love ELO.
Okay.
Electric Light Orchestra, which yeah. I'm actually seeing on September 9th.
Awesome.
At the Hollywood Bowl.
Is it fun to go there?
The Hollywood Bowl?
Yeah.
Have you not been?
Not yet.
It's the worst place in the world to park your car, so mm-hmm. never try to drive there. Always Uber or Tesse or get into a public transportation machine.
Yeah. I'm always trying to get through there when people are trying to get out of the parking lot. When
it's a real pain in the ass.
To and from shows from Hollytown, and yeah. it's bad.
Yeah, that traffic on Hollywood and Highland, real bad news when there's a show going on at the Bowl.
Yep.
But it's a great venue, and it's big, and there are no bad seats.
Cool.
And it's a big outdoor amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in the nature and outdoors while a show's going on. I've seen many shows there.
Yeah.
What was the best? I saw a live orchestration of the Back to the Future of
that
the
was
original
recent,
Back
right?
to the Future movie. Yeah, yeah. Orchestrated fully. The film was playing, and then the
it wasn't partially orchestrated.
It wasn't partially orchestrated. There they wasn't the a whole half thing. Orchestra. They do a lot of those half orchestra.
They don't just do like the first song and the eighth song.
All
right, which
all
one's
just,
this?
They're
you
all just
guys want to do this
there.
One?
They're sitting there with all their instruments and their tuxedos, and they're just skipping.
Around.
Yeah, they're just having a seat. Yeah. They're watching the movie at one point.
Hey, you remember this one? No? Well, I'll catch the next one.
We got time.
When you were in high school, what did you listen to?
Oh, man.
I wonder if any of it matches up.
In high school, I would listen to The Cure and Depeche Mode mm-hmm. and The Smiths and...
Oh, you were that kid.
New Order and Echo and the Bunnymen.
Yeah.
But also like Radiohead and Alice in Chains.
Mm-hmm.
And
were you pissed
Pearl
off?
Jam and Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, now. Yeah. See, now we're starting to.
Yeah.
I have this theory that all kids my age listen to and loved Sublime.
Is that I actually at all true? Didn't love them.
It's weird. Okay.
But I knew of
that's
them and my brother was a big, big Sublime fan.
Okay. Well, that counts. It's yeah. in the family, I guess.
Yeah, it was in the family.
All of us universally, and I don't care who gets mad at me for saying that, on the East Coast in Connecticut.
Everyone in the East Coast
likes
Sublime.
Everyone who's my age loves Sublime. Loves. And we're from fucking the Northeast.
Yeah.
And that was happening like... where you were.
That's like a Seattle thing, right?
No. They're from Salt.
Oh, they're from like
they're from Long
oh,
Beach.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
So
whoops.
You guys were so close to it, and a lot of people it's weird to think that we loved it the way people around it loved it.
That is interesting. I'm sure there are massive Sublime fans
yeah.
here. I'm sure.
Maybe there's a level of Sublime love around it in the Long Beach area that
yeah.
I don't even know about.
Let's take a look.
Let's go to a clip.
Cut to a clip.
It's just one guy being like, yeah, they're great. We love them here.
I can't even name you Sublime songs.
Okay.
I do know them. They're in my head.
You know them personally.
I've met them on the radio.
Good.
What
about Incubus?
Didn't listen to Incubus.
Inky Boy? No?
Didn't listen to Incubus.
Okay.
Didn't listen to Rage.
Oh, okay.
Didn't listen to Slipknot.
Mm, no.
Didn't listen neither. To ICP.
No. Nope.
Didn't listen to
we're
Korn.
We're getting into the territory now. You weren't like Family Values guy
no,
at all?
I didn't listen to Metallica.
Okay. Yeah, me neither, really. They never really.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people just got mad at us. I just heard a lot
yeah,
of people.
Yeah, you're right.
I heard
collective
most of
anger.
Our demographic get mad at us
yeah.
when we said.
It's okay. I mean, you know.
Were you Ben Harper guy?
I don't know who that is.
All right.
What band is that man in?
He's in Ben Harper.
Oh, it's just called Ben Harper.
And the Innocent Criminals sometimes.
Yeah, no. I may not be familiar with the name, but I'm sure if you played me a little something.
Sure, I play recognizable things.
I'd like to listen in the high school days. My main band I would listen to is Oingo Boingo.
Oingo Boingo.
Yeah.
So you were a no rap dude.
No rap.
You didn't do no rap at all.
Not a little bit of it. I would listen to like...
It blows my mind. We grew up in a time with such good rap.
Yeah.
And you didn't like any of it.
I mean, I would listen to the 80s rap. Like, I'd listen to a little bit
Hill.
Of Grandmaster Flash.
Yeah.
Sugar Hill Gang, yeah.
Sure.
I'd listen to the Fat Boys.
All those Sugar Hill boys.
All those boys from the Sugar Hill in Los Angeles.
You ever been to Sugar Hill? All those boys are in a group.
If you live in Sugar Hill, you're in a band whether you like it or not.
And it's great and everybody loves you.
Yeah, and you'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
But then, like... In the 90s, we had like Wu-Tang Clan.
Didn't listen to it.
And
Bone Thugs.
Bone
didn't
Thugs.
Listen, didn't listen.
None of these.
Snoop.
Snoop weren't interested in
no,
Snoop?
No, no.
Who else, man? Snow?
El DeBarge?
You weren't a big LeBouge fan?
I wasn't a LeBarge fan, no. I did like to listen to Grandmaster Flash, and I listened to, what's his name? The guy that did the Humpty Dance.
Oh, Digital Underground.
Yeah.
Tupac was in the Digital Underground.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, Digital Underground's Humpty Dance?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. So no Fugees, no nothing.
Fugees, yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Not being judgy. I'm just saying, like, so much of our shit matches up anyway.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to
see. I mean,
see.
I have an appreciation for it.
Great.
I'll
let them know.
And please do. They need to know. There's not enough of it out there for them.
Yeah.
But I...
No one's ever talking about how good the Fugees are.
No one ever talks about it. like the little Tracy Chapman.
Oh, yeah, man. A couple of fast cars.
Yeah,
whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would listen to, like in the 90s, I'd like put a little Seal on.
Oh, yeah, man. Kiss from a Rose and
yeah,
what
baby,
have you.
Yeah,
baby, yeah. Die, zip, I die. You know how it goes.
Da, da, da.
Yeah.
I liked the grunge stuff.
And just so...
I liked all the grunge
just
stuff.
Just so we're clear, that wasn't... I know that sounded exactly what the song might sound like.
But it's not.
But
at
we
all.
Didn't just play the song. That was just with our mouth.
I listened to a lot of just any, like, you know, Smashing
I thought you
Pumpkins.
Were going to start at CLO, if we're being honest.
What?
I thought you were going to. It'll. You'll appreciate that later.
CLO?
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, ELO.
ELO.
I'm sorry. There I fucked is. Up. I fucked up what could have been a very cute joke
Damn
later
it.
On.
I bummered it.
No. That's my fault
for, you bummered it?
For being broken.
You were a bummer.
I was the bummer about
you
it.
You bummered it. You bummered.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I told you.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Old school.
Siamese Dream, man.
Tonight. Tonight is one of those songs that like takes me to a specific... I can remember
got a lot of those.
Whose basement I was in listening to fucking that.
Do you remember song? That Foo Fighters song that's like, fingernails are good.
Oh, fingernails are good?
Yeah.
I don't personally. Da, 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 da. Is that your song?
Fingernails are good.
Is that yours?
Is it my song? No, it's a Foo Fighters song.
No, but is it one of those songs that takes you to a specific
It takes
place?
Me to a time in my parents' van driving to Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, I'm writing out an email. This is a call, is what the song's called. This is just for you, Mike.
Visiting is pretty.
Oh yeah, man.
Visiting is good. Seems that all they ever wanted was a brother. This could be a scene. We can keep it good. Even all they ever wanted had a problem.
Okay.
I don't want to be shitty old guy. But I need to know that there are still bands like that.
I think there are. They're just not. They're being buried by everything else.
Yeah.
That bums me out. Is there
it's
a band
so,
like that's
listen
doing
to
that?
That fucking recording.
It's so
Do you
good.
Know what that recording would be today? Just like fucking
like these
like,
mics we're using right now?
Perfect mics. Like perfectly EQ'd shit. And like everything is tuned to be at a specific level. So your ear receives it perfectly. And that shit is just like, let's get into a room. Don't play too loud. It'll
yeah.
blow the mics out.
Yeah.
But play pretty loud because we're Rockman. That's good shit, man.
I miss it.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I feel like every generation has like an era of music they miss.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking of too is like, while I was thinking of stuff like that, I was thinking.
Other stuff at the same time?
I was thinking a lot of things at once. One of the things was how music isn't really cyclical. Like, there are no real music cycles. It's just, like, music genres come and then they go.
Hmm.
Like, there hasn't, like, 70s music. Like, no one's really come back around with
I
70s
think
music.
Stuff sounds make a reinsurgence.
I mean, just, like, a tiny injection of it. But nothing's ever, like, come back. Like, there will never be another, like, actual grunge movement.
Right.
And there will be never be another disco movement. I feel like it's never happened, so like it's never going to happen again. So all this music that we're like wishing would come back, or where is it? I don't think it's ever coming back. We just have that time capsule of music genres, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
I don't know that that's sad, though. Because then you get the injections of it, and that shit is special.
And the influences of...
Because you forget, when a whole movement is here, what you remember is, like, from the grunge movement, you remember, like, Pearl Jam and, like, Mudhoney.
Nirvana.
Nirvana, of course. And, like, you don't remember all the shitty grunge music.
You certainly don't.
So, if it's gonna come back in full swing, all the shitty...
So you're saying it's almost like survival of the fittest. It's almost like the Darwin Awards.
Yeah, and that... Yeah, and they influence other...
Yeah.
I think... That's why I think there's probably a band like that that's just awesome, because they're influenced by mad shit.
I feel like the White Stripes and, like, Jack White... Whatever Jack White is doing is the closest to, like, classic rock living on.
Yeah. He would love to hear you say that, too.
He probably would love to hear me say that.
Yeah, somebody's going to send this to him and be like, listen to this part.
And he's just going to come so hard.
You're going to love this.
He's going to fucking jizz.
Those guys love you. I don't even care, man. He could jerk off to this if you want.
That's fine.
He's great,
he's
man.
He's a very talented individual.
I like
what he's up to.
Yeah, I like watching him.
Yeah, he's a genius. He's like one of those guys that probably won't be appreciated until he dies, unfortunately.
I don't want him to die ever. Same. You ever see that White Stripes documentary under the Canadian in Canada?
No, but I watched the one that was like about bands and he was heavily featured in it.
Uh-huh.
I forgot who. It was a popular like rock, classic rock documentary that came out.
Cars.
No, Cars 2. The one with the Italian car that comes out and goes, hey, I got a meatball and I'm going to drive a 19 miles per hour.
You know I don't like
that.
And
I'm going to get into a car wreck. Remember that scene?
You know I don't like that. We've talked about this.
I'm an Italian car. I wouldn't be Italian if it didn't have the voice like this. I'm a Disney cartoon. I can get away with a racism.
Cars 2, Hocus Cars.
Mucus Pocus is still so brilliant.
You did it, man. I like that Mucus I was here too, for Mucus your Pocus. For your peak.
That was it. It's never going to get as good as Mucus Pocus.
Nope. Where are
what
we at?
What were we
right
talking
now?
About?
The bands.
How did we get to? Because I said, what movie was it? And you said Cars.
Yeah.
There was a classic rock documentary.
Jack
was it directed by Dave Grohl, or Dave Grohl was like a big part of it? Or
I don't really know.
God
what you're
damn
talking
it!
About.
I hate that I don't know, and
I like
be
the
tweeted
Canadian
to
one,
fuck
man.
About it after I don't care anymore.
That's your biggest fear is being corrected on Twitter way after you start.
I don't
want to
remember. I forgot. Yeah. I'm done with it. If I don't know now, I don't care later.
That's so funny, because people listen to things. Somebody can listen to this.
And they're so excited. They're thinking they're the one that's going to tell me what it is.
Yeah.
They can't wait to get that tweet out.
That's the best. I love this whole thing. Actually, Steve.
There is like a whole subculture of people that are like, actually.
Yeah.
They like to be the actually person.
I like it.
I love them.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Be what you want to be.
Why not, man?
If you want to be the actually person, then you go ahead and do that.
How does it?
Just realize that for me, after a certain time, I don't care. I don't care anymore. Maybe you need to think about how long that might be.
Maybe that should be the first thing in your mind when you wake up.
If you're listening to this episode and it's like 3 months, this episode was recorded 3 months ago.
I don't care.
Right now, there's someone. Right now, I promise. There's someone who just listened to that and their first thought was, well, it's 2.5 months.
Let me be more specific. If this was recorded a week ago, huh. If you're catching up on our show And there's another episode in the can. Ready for you?
I don't care what the documentary was. I don't care.
Now I hope you have a conversation a couple months down the line being like, what was it? You're at a party or something. Everybody's
what if I never find
White.
Out? What if no one tells me?
Well, now I think you've built up enough negative karma points that that is very possible.
Well, you know I don't mean it.
Right. Well, there's a part of you that means it, and that's
yeah,
the part that makes
part
it funny.
Of me that means it, yeah.
Yeah, don't apologize for that. That's okay.
All right. I don't want to be the guy that, like, I feel like that's what leads to you becoming, like, a dickhole person.
I think
those
that
types
about,
of behaviors.
Tell me if you agree with this. Like, and I'm not saying anyone's name specifically because I honestly don't know.
Sure.
Anything you go to, like, a convention for, like a sci-fi convention, like a Star Wars thing, like people who yeah. are in Star Wars that hate it because...
Like Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford hates it.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's funny.
He wanted to die in the first Star Wars, shot in 1977. And he just got his wish.
And he... Spoiler alert.
Well, you know what, buddy? You haven't seen it yet? Then you can go fuck it.
That
movie's been out
possible.
For 6 years at this point.
But that's just... Isn't that sad? That there's such like a... It happens with fucking wrestling a lot, too.
Yeah.
They go to all these conventions and they're like, you remember this one thing you did in 1987? Why'd you do that?
My thing is, though, is like, I feel like I have enough... Like, I don't truly, like, hate getting, like, a bunch of tweets weeks after the fact that are, like, explaining to me what the thing I forgot was.
Yeah, I don't know how you can hate that.
I don't actually hate it, because it doesn't affect me
no,
at all.
No, zero.
It literally, like, and that's the thing. Like, I think you and I share a thing where, like, we have kind of tough skin.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of patience.
You're right. Oh, so you're, just to be clear, I'm kind of saying it as just somebody brings it up. Like, oh, it's this, rather than, like, proving you wrong. Like, I think you're seeing,
no, I think
like...
both. I think I'm talking about both.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Because it could just be, like, if someone's just being nice about it, and they're like, oh, I think this is what you were talking about, then
you,
it's like...
You hate that person.
No, I don't hate it. I just... If that information wasn't given to me when I was thinking about it, then yeah. it's not really important to me anymore.
Right.
So, like, if you're just tweeting that at me, all it says to me is that you're a podcast listener, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. You could just tweet, I listen to the podcast. Same.
Yeah.
You would have the same feeling from Steve.
Yeah.
Elicit the same feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't want that to turn into, like, oh, man, one time I went up to Steve and asked for a picture, and he was like, nah, man, I'm not doing pictures right now. Because I will never do that. Ever. Yeah. Ever.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't care. Like, I think that's nice to take.
You've said that to me. We were at the Galleria.
Yeah.
And I said, we should take a
picture
in front of this fountain.
Right now?
You said it.
I didn't want to take a picture with you?
You didn't want to take a picture with me. I had a pretzel dog, and I was like, this is the perfect time.
Which was curious, because there are no places that serve pretzel dogs at the Galleria.
I brought one.
Why'd you bring that?
Because we passed to Wetzel's. And I knew there wasn't one where we were going. Pink's.
Pearl Jam. Stone Temple Pilots.
No Incubus at all for you.
No.
All right.
No, I'm sorry.
That's
sorry.
Okay. I listened to them like it was crazy.
What's their hit song, Incubus?
Depends what year.
What do you think they're big? Like, if you would say, like, this is the quintessential Incubus song.
Stellar from back in the day.
I don't think I know that one.
And then, like, Wish You Were Here.
By Pink Floyd?
By Wish You Were Here by Third Eye Blind.
I like Pink Floyd a lot.
Did you like Third Eye Blind?
Yeah, I did like Third Eye Blind.
Every song on the debut for Third Eye Blind album is great.
Yeah.
That was their first album.
You like Silverchair?
No.
No?
No.
You like Toad the Wet Sprocket?
I like that one song that I remember.
Is that Walk on the Ocean?
That's the one.
You like spin doctors?
Yes. Yeah. I remember being sad because one day I read an article and it said that guy woke up and he just couldn't sing.
Oh, shit.
And for years he didn't sing.
Is that real life?
He just woke up without
That's
being.
Real?
Yeah. And when I was in a band, I was like, I hope that doesn't happen one day. I mean, still hope it doesn't happen.
What happened to Steve Perry?
What happened to Steve Perry?
He stopped singing too. He couldn't sing anymore.
Recently?
Yeah.
That breaks my heart.
Yeah.
What is that song, Oh Sherry, that we were talking about before?
Oh, yeah.
That is the greatest song. Yeah. That reminds me of every family event I've ever gone to in Yonkers, New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm looking it up right now.
Oh Sherry?
No.
Where Yonkers, New York is?
I don't know where Yonkers, New York is, and I'm looking it up.
The greater New York area.
They even replaced that boy.
What, Steve Perry. Yonkers with something else?
They replaced Steve
Oh, the
Perry.
Small Asian man.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
I was talking about, Oh Sherry is just, no one cares about this conversation right now.
I do.
Oh Sherry is just a Steve Perry joint. That's not a Journey song.
On his own, not Journey. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But you're right. Journey did replace him with a dude who sounds just like him. But here's the argument. Is it just seeing a cover band at that point, kind of?
Well, you know,
I mean, no disrespect, because I know Journey listens to this podcast too.
I mean, it is the full band, though. It's like all the original members except Steve Perry.
Right, but that's such an important part.
Yeah, but like I've seen, I said before, I'm a big Oingo Boingo fan.
I would never go see Bush's bass player.
Well, sure, but you'd see like Bush without.
Glycerine wasn't that good that I'm like, if that bass player ever comes around.
Who's the guy from Bush? What's his name?
Gavin Rosdale. Yeah.
What if I was like, dude, I've got it on good authority that this place that's free has a free like Bush show going on, but Gavin Rosdale isn't there.
I wouldn't go see that.
But what if you were like in the air? What if I was like, dude, it's like right here. We're right in front of the place.
Dude, you just told me you have 20 minutes to kill. You said that to me out loud. That's such an extreme circumstance. If I had nothing else to do and there was a free
Wouldn't
concert
you be like,
well, happening
these are the
to
guys.
My left.
These are the guys that played with fucking, this is Bush.
I'd look at it for a second. I'd look
You'd
at them.
Step in. What if they were like starting off with some good shit?
What do you mean step in? Like they handed me a guitar?
No, what if they started
Michael!
Off?
Michael! Is that you, Michael?
What if they start
in the back of the room?
Hey, man, come on up here.
You know B song, Michael.
Why don't you get up here? Scott ain't here.
Why don't you get up on this stage, sing Gavin Rosdale. Sing the words.
Hey, Dev, don't mind. Get on up here, governor. Love.
Gentlemen Pirates.
I went to see an Oingo Boingo show.
Okay.
Like a dead man. It was a
Do they call them Oingo Boing shows? Did you hate that?
No, but they don't call it that.
Okay.
I didn't hate it, and I think whatever, man. It is what it is. You said it.
I'm not going to take it back.
I don't think you should.
No one's ever said that.
I saw an Oingo Boingo show without Danny Elfman. Mm-hmm. Danny Elfman was not there, but it was the whole rest of the band, and they're so important to that band.
Well,
they helped create the sound of Oingo Boingo, and it is. And Danny Elfman is the voice and the kind of main contributor, but all those boys were like making crazy experimental music together in like the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, or maybe even late 70s, mid 70s.
When that shit was being invented.
Yeah. And I feel like, and those guys were like San Diego or something, or Sacramento, or.
Was that a West Coast thing?
What?
I feel like I missed the Oingo Boingo train.
You know, you've heard Dead Man's Party and Weird Science.
Weird Science, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So you were into the more like, oh no. Fuck.
Maybe like a ska. Like a ska.
Would you call him a ska?
Ish. Jazzy ska rock. punk.
Who's saying Same As It Ever Was?
That is Talking Heads.
Yeah. Did you like them?
Yeah, I love Talking Heads.
Yeah, you seem like a Talking Head guy.
Huge Talking Heads guy.
Right. You seem like Gary a Newman huge Talking guy. Head guy.
I'm a big Talking Head guy. I'm a big Gary Numan guy.
Yeah.
Big. I love the Cars.
Yeah.
I love Joy Division. I like Echo and the Bunnymen.
The Exhausted Musical Podcast.
It's funny you mention Echo and the Bunnymen. Because they were influenced by the the 13th floor elevators.
Do you like Nine Inch Nails?
I'm never liking their videos. I think it used to be on MTV.
Did you listen to Tool?
What's that?
They said, did you listen to Tool?
I saw Tool in concert once.
No way!
I didn't love it.
Talk about it a little bit.
I'm not the guy to have this conversation.
Oh, okay.
Because people love Tool, and I saw them at a festival with my friend Sarah, and they were like the headlining band, and people loved it so much.
But you were not into it.
Not into it. I was never into Tool, and I felt bad because everyone around me was like having this fucking religious experience, and I was just like, it's nice. I'm glad you're all having fun.
Well, that Maynard...
not All Points West. It was it was kind of at Ellis Island or Liberty State Park in Jersey. And they only did it once. Oh, god damn.
I saw them at a festival with my friend Sarah.
Yeah. That's really funny. That's really funny.
Was that playing at Inside Outside Land Festival?
No.
Inside Outskirts?
No.
Bonnaroo.
So, sorry.
I am not a fucking huge Tool fan, but I like Tool.
Mm, sure.
I like Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
You like Nine Inch Nails? Trent Reznor? Are you a fan of Trent Reznor?
I like him. I don't own Nine Inch Nails records.
Okay.
They were placed on mixes.
Did you like ska when you were growing up?
I liked Real Big Fish.
I like Real Big Fish.
And who were the Boss Tones?
Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Yeah.
They were all right. They were more like a bubblegummy ska.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of liked.
What about like...
Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Squirrel Nut Zippers. I really hope... This is going one of two ways right now.
Okay.
People have tuned out or people are like...
Fuck yeah.
No. Best case scenario, there's somebody driving right now and every band name we say, they're like, yeah. That's best case scenario.
Worst case is they're already like, ugh, they're old and they're talking about old shit.
Yeah. Piebald, do you ever listen to Piebald?
No.
This is kind of more indie type stuff. And I don't mean that as a sense of pride. I just, sure. That's where they hung out.
Okay.
In the indie.
I'd love to hear them.
Yeah, man. Couple good sound. What was the other one? Big D and the Kids Table.
My I don't know what liked. That is.
That was like a very influential ska band.
You like Primus?
I like Primus. I was always very appreciative of Primus ever since the Beavis and Butthead days.
What about Butthole Surfers?
Yeah.
Do you like those guys?
I like their popular songs.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of who else.
You like Ween?
No, wasn't a Ween guy.
Does that also mean you're not into the Dead?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if you like Ween, you like Grateful Dead, probably.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Now we're starting to get fun.
Okay.
I loved, and I'm not ashamed to say this, loved the Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you and my brother have very similar musical tastes.
Now, not so much. I can go back and listen to it. I've taken enough of a break. I've taken years of a break. But they're all so good.
Yeah.
And I feel like you... can hate them if you'd like, because that's what people do to bands. But if you understand what it means to be a musician, they are all so good.
Yeah, well, Dave Matthews has definitely, he's a very talented man.
Sure.
There's some great
songs. He plays all the instruments, you know that.
How does he do it live?
That's why they call it the Dave Matthews
Band. How does he do it live?
I'll show you a video on you now.
You like Ben Folds?
Yeah, I like Ben Folds.
Me too.
He used to get his haircut where Zoe used to.
No way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
She saw him multiple times.
You like John Bryan?
I don't know who that is.
You like Michael Penn?
Maybe if I heard Peter Gabriel.
Do you like Amy Mann?
I don't know. I was a big, like, Ani DiFranco.
Yeah.
I liked,
You like Rilo Kiley?
I thought you were going to say Gnarls
Barkley.
Do you listen to Ani DiFranco or Gnarls Barkley?
what a difference. It's a big difference.
Dude, I'm sad
that like
we
Rilo
can't.
You like Rilo Kiley?
I don't
know. We can't play stuff? I know.
We can't play stuff and we can't have a rap conversation.
I'm sorry.
I can't talk. Do you remember Timbaland and Magoo?
No.
At all?
No.
So we can't. I'll stay away from that.
Do you remember...
I can't believe you didn't listen to Rage Against the Machine at all.
Yeah, I didn't, man.
Was there a reason?
Did they scare you?
You seem like a nervous boy, and Rage scared you.
But the screaming was not... I wasn't into this being yelled at. Yeah. I wasn't into it.
Yeah.
I don't like being yelled at in music, like unless it's like punk.
Yeah.
Early punk rock.
We were also... When they came out, I remember being in like sixth grade.
Yeah.
Maybe you were in seventh grade.
Yeah.
And we, I think, were too young to understand anything that they were talking about. So it's like if you didn't like the aggressiveness of the music, there was nothing.
That was it. Yeah.
Like you didn't really get it.
Yeah. It needed to kind of speak to you, I guess.
It
didn't really speak to me. I wasn't like angry. I wasn't like. I didn't feel like misunderstood, really.
Yeah.
I feel like if you felt misunderstood and you were angry, that was like, that spoke to you.
What's that guy's name? Is that Rob Thomas?
Rob Thomas was the lead singer of Rage Against the Machine.
Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Who's Rob Thomas?
Rob Thomas is the Matchbox 20 guy.
Wait,
who's the lead guy from Rage Against the Machine?
Zach. His name was like Zach De La Rocha. Zach De La Rocha. But for you to, this needs to sink in how funny Rob Thomas would be as the lead singer of Rage Against the Machine. The guy sang Smooth with Santana.
Yeah.
Is the lead singer.
What's another Matchbox 20 song?
Fuck you or won't do what you tell me.
I don't know that one.
Oh, God.
What's the hit Matchbox 20 song?
Oh, fucking. I say, me, pal.
It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. Yeah. 3 a.m.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
This is so much better without music.
It certainly is. Two guys trying to figure a song out together is way more entertaining.
What's that song? It's like, meow.
Here's 3 a.m. on Mars, we're on real.
Him as the lead singer of Rage Against the Machine is hilarious. Bulls on Parade being sung by that guy. Rally around your fan, pal.
What was the other? What were the other bands around the time with like Rage that were like pretty popular?
That's like Stone Temple Pilot time. Wet.
But like Rage.
I was going to say, hold on, if I don't say this one band name, my fucking head's going to explode. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, sure.
Were you into that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's another band that was kind of like Sublime, where
yeah.
most of the people like
that. Yeah, yeah. They got great songs, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Weezer.
Oh, Weezer.
Elliot's a huge
Weezer
fan.
Yeah, yeah. It's like unhealthy how big of a Weezer fan.
He's upset. He likes Weezer like I like wrestling.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is insane.
And like I like movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to leave you out of the conversation.
That's fine. I'm here right now.
What do you like, Owen?
The first two Weezer albums are really good.
Yeah, that Blue album.
Was it Blue
pretty...
and Pinkerton?
And Pinkerton. Pinkerton's the shit.
Yeah. I'm not a huge Weezer fan, but I like that stuff. I like the early stuff. Even some of their whatever. I'm gonna have a nitpicky Weezer conversation.
Well,
I never have to. He never makes it like, we have an understanding. Like, I apologize to him whenever I start talking about wrestling stuff. I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm about to say a nerdy
Ellie
wrestling
doesn't really
thing.
Bring up Weezer, though. It's weird.
He doesn't, but he'll ask permission, too. He's like, because he knows now that I know how dorky he is about Weezer. So he's like, I'm going to say Weezer thing. Just so you know, it's really cool.
well, that's more respectful than I would expect from Elliot.
He also doesn't care if I'm upset that he's talking about, especially if we're in his car.
But it's respectful that he asks. His
music. Yeah.
I think it's time for History Road.
Uh-oh. Buckle up. We're about to go 135 in a day and a half.
I think we're going to go about 200 minus 197.
You started with
miles
two.
Per
I'm just
hour.
Trying to keep track on this paper. You said 200
minus 197 science. Miles per hour.
That's about. Still working it out.
I believe that's 3 miles. I think it's 3 miles per hour.
200 and minus
197.
I'm going to need a new piece of paper.
You can't write on that one. That's my birth certificate.
I'll
I don't know why
a
it's
different
here.
One?
That's my social security
you said,
card.
Okay. Do you have a notebook?
That's my brother's birth certificate. Put
why
that
is
one
your
down.
Brother's birth certificate? You said 200. I'll put it on my phone.
That's my. Those are my divorce papers. You're going to need to set those back down on top of my brother's birth certificate. This history road comes from Daniela Lopez. Why was I keeping those documents together? Why do I have my brother's birth certificate?
Why did I find them so easily? Oh, boy.
Daniela Lopez wrote us an email that says, the subject line is, History Road, the time I accidentally almost got married in Scotland. Spoiler. Oh,
lightning sounds.
Hey, sorry it's a bit long, but it's one of my favorite stories to tell, and it was a pretty great experience. Enjoy. Owen, can you, really quick, can you play that those opening notes again? I had the wrong channel.
It's too late. Owen's gone.
Just give it to me really quick.
What'd I do?
It was like a big, crazy... Four years ago, as part of a program, myself and around 20 other kids between the ages of 16 and 19 visited England, Ireland, and Scotland. For about 3 weeks over summer vacation. We were all very close friends by the end of the trip, and we would grow to have small inside jokes. One was that a kid on the trip was in love with me. Although he clearly wasn't. By the time we reached Scotland, we were living in a hostel with free access to a few musical instruments, some snacks, the usual. On our second to last night of the trip, whilst in line for an early dinner at 5, the boy asked to marry me. I was always one to play along, said, sure, only if you get my older brother, who was also on the trips, blessing. I knew he'd never say yes, and considered that situation over and done with. I said over and done with. Yeah. Shit. 2 hours later, whilst in my room. What? Okay.
Wait, how does it go?
This is a story of our first picture. It's like G, like... I don't know, fuck it. 2 hours later, whilst in my room, there was a knock at the door. It was my brother grinning at me. He said essentially that he gave his blessing and to get ready. I'll be walking down the aisle soon. I roll my eyes and followed to the lobby, still assuming this was a waste of time and lighthearted. Suddenly, several different people from the trip come and adorn me with a handmade toilet paper veil and a bouquet of thin blue and yellow flowers from the outside. One girl is in the front of a line I was currently in leading to the door. She has a small bag filled with rose petals. Flower girl. Behind her is another girl, two identical key rings resting on a lobby pillow. Then, there are my closest friends, my bridesmaids, both holding bouquets as well. I turn to my brother, who was walking me down the aisle in awe. Suddenly, a poorly played attempt at the wedding song begins to play outside. Everyone walks outside until it's my turn, and I look outside from the doorway. Seats were rowed with my friends and strangers from the hostel. On the left was a band, a guitarist, a pianist, and a tambourine player. Trying to play in sync. Ahead is the program's leader on a rock holding the bibble. My bridesmaids lined up to the left of him, and the groomsmen, some wearing wrinkled ties over their PJs, stood to the left with my betrothed looking over at me. The display, I must admit, considering what they had in their disposal, was incredible. They even had a girl running around with a large handheld camcorder recording the events. My stupid anxiety began to set in as I looked for an escape. Soon I found my escape as the leader began with, "Do you take this man to be your lawfully wedded?" No! I yelled, cutting him off. Throwing the large key on my finger to the floor, I ran through the doorway and took some quick breaths in the lobby. Realizing how dramatic I was being, I went back to make amends. But in the doorway, I saw the best man step out of line and declare, "Someone here should get married! We can't waste this beautiful wedding!" And went down on one knee and proposed to the groom. People were cheering hard. They said their vows and hugged at the end. We all sat outside during the reception, eating hostel ice cream, playing the guitar, and listening to a string of spontaneous mocking proposals until sundown. Funny enough, at one point we all started chanting that two of our older leaders, who spent quite a lot of time together after meeting on the trip, should get married, which made them storm away from us, annoyed. As it happens, they actually did fall in love. and will celebrate their 1 year real marriage anniversary very soon. Thank you very much, Daniela Lopez, and thank you, Owen, very much for that history road. Welcome back, Owen. It's been a while since you've been on a history road. Has it been, like, 3 episodes? 4? What's that? Your mic's up. It's hot. Is that 2?
About 2 or 3 episodes.
All right. Well, Mike, we did it.
That was fun.
That was great. Guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Dynamic Banter. I wanted to thank Harry's Razors one last time for being awesome and for sponsoring this program. And thank you guys for checking them out and helping us out with the podcast using that code BANTER in the checkout there.
Yeah.
But also, if you guys want to send us your history roads, our email address is thefirsttimeshow@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up. I think first time show is the Twitter account.
First time show is where you're getting all the history runs.
Lost and stuff.
I'm sorry. Whoops. There's too many podcasts.
How do you know if you have too many podcasts?
Well, I think your brain goes dumb.
All right, Zoya, welcome to our podcast. It's great to be here. Where am I?
The email address for this show, if you want to send us some history roads, is dynamicbanter@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on Twitter with your tweets and gweet. Nope, that's another show. at Dynamic Banter. So, guys, thank you so much.
Can I just say, I'm sorry, very last time.
Tweets and gweet.
You don't want to hashtag that table talk, and we'll get to it.
Use the hashtag table talk, and we'll read your history roads on tweets and gweet. Good morning. Lights out.
If you want us to be able to do the weirdest possible ads day in and day out, you're going to want to rate and review this show
so we get to
the
please
top of the
that.
Charts, and then they won't care what we do.
Yeah, you guys, I cannot stress enough.
You cannot stress enough.
How important it is to write a review and give us a rating on iTunes.
If you want. Also, if you don't want to, absolutely don't do that. But just know that it does help the show if you do feel like.
And it's so easy, so not doing it is a dumb move. And also, if you do that, it'll help a lot when we want to, like, maybe take this show on the road.
Oh, shit.
Rate and review.
I do.
I do, yeah.
Rate and review. No Joke Podcast was the last podcast.
I rated but didn't review How Did This Get Made.
Okay. Now, how will they know what you think?
Well, I said I rated it, so what else do you want from me?
So I'm looking at stars.
Hopefully someone will tweet at them and say, hey, this podcast likes your podcast.
And these are the specific reasons why. Maybe it'll happen 3 months down the line. Thanks
all right,
for joining
guys.
Us here, guys.
Thank you so much for listening, Mike. This has been a nice, normal episode.
You thank me
without
for listening?
Without a guest.
Yeah.
You texted me today when I said, let's record the podcast tonight. And you said, okay, who's the guest this time? Delman? And I found that to be pretty funny.
That's great. That was my only intention.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. We'll hear you. You will listen next time.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.